Praise the Lord. He is so good this morning. Praise God. Would you turn with me to the second book of Chronicles, the 20th chapter? You know, there are times in our lives, and I imagine every one of us has come across this or had this experience where you seem overwhelmed with the things of life, that there is so much to try and sort out and to get through that it seems overwhelming. And I love what the psalmist said. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Praise God, because He is always there. He is faithful. His goodness is running after us, praise God. He sought us out. He pursued us, praise the Lord. Don't you love that this morning? He left the 99 and went after the one sheep, and that was you and I, brother and sister. And we were out there one time, but God just sought us out, praise the Lord. And He is so good. He is a God that works for us, a God that fights our battles, a God that we just got to let Him take control. And the scripture we're going to read, we're familiar with, about King Jehoshaphat. When we've said in past, let God fight your battles. And we say that. But what we're saying, and I remind myself, God is bigger than the problems I face and you face. He's bigger than the mountain that seems to be in the way. God loves us so much, He will fight for us, praise God. He is ever present. His hand is always around us. He sees ahead. We're limited in our spiritual vision, but God sees it all. The end from the beginning, and He knows, praise God, and He makes provisions for us, praise the Lord. In this chapter 20, we read Jehoshaphat, who was a good king. He basically is the son of Asa. He was a good king, but made some mistakes along the way. But he was corrected by the prophet Jehu. He made an alliance with Ahab, an evil king. But Jehu rebuked him and counseled him, and he made some good spiritual decisions. And here they're facing a threat on their southern border by the Moabites and the Ammonites. And it is a great army. And we're just going to read a few scriptures to highlight the story, the account. I want to go to, let's read the first verse. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them others beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And there was a great army. And I want to go to the third verse. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. What we learn from this Old Testament account is we apply it to our spiritual walk. Here they were about to engage in a physical battle. But our battles are spiritual. It's no longer the physical battles that we face, but Paul wrote to Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual powers, evil spirits in high places. We wrestle against those. It's a spiritual battle. And here what we learn is the thing he did, he set his face. He determined to seek the Lord. Nothing was going to deter him from seeking the Lord. There was almost a desperation in him to seek the Lord. And when we get desperate with the Lord, God answers. When we get desperate for God, He answers. When we're, casual, well, I'm going to call on the Lord. No, we're desperate. Lord, I need you. I need your touch. I need you to intervene in this situation, Lord. I'm desperate for you, oh God. I want you to move upon me, oh God. And he declared a fast. And everyone came out. Praise God. And he calls on the Lord. sixth verse, and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? I want us to pause here for a minute, because he says, O Lord, the Hebrew word for Lord is Yahweh. And that means the self-existent one. Self-existent, needs no one to help him. Self-existent one. God of our fathers, Elohim in the Hebrew. It talks of strength and power. Oh, praise the Lord. Elohim, strength and power. Here, he's talking about the God that is able, the God who is strong, the God who needs no other existence, no one to support him. Praise God. Everyone outside of God needs God to survive. Praise the Lord. Elohim, strength and power. That's the who he's praying to. That's the who we go to. Praise God. The one who is able, the self-existent one, the one who is strong, praise God. The one who spoke this world into existence, the one who made something out of nothing just by the word of his mouth, praise the Lord, oh hallelujah. He called on this God, praise God. I want to go to the 12th verse, oh God, oh our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. And that to me is something that strikes a note in my heart, because I've been there, and I suspect every one of us have been there. I don't know what to do. I'm waiting on God. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. I see the overwhelming situation, and I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know how to handle this. Lord, I have no resources, no ability to sort this out, no ability to change the situation. I feel like I'm just almost like a pinball in a pinball machine. I'm back and forth, and what to do? Lord, I'm looking at you this morning, praise God, and that's what we need to do. Look at the Lord. Praise God. And we don't know what to do. Look at God and wait on him. Sometimes we make decisions that are hasty, and we make mistakes, and we make things worse than what they are. And we got to say, Lord, help me to wait on you, to know what is your will, to hear the still small voice of the Spirit, that he might lead me and guide me. Praise God. And that's what we find here, waiting on God. Oh, praise the Lord. There was another situation in the Israelites. If I go back a moment to interrupt this story, when they were in captivity in Egypt, and God told Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him, let the people go. And we know the story. He sent the plagues, and finally Pharaoh relented, but he chased after him after he let him go. And they were coming to the Red Sea, and the army of Pharaoh was behind, and they were pursuing. And it was only the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night that kept them apart. And God, Moses, went to God, Lord, what do we do? And he said, stand firm, stand still, and see the deliverance of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you, and you'll see the army no more from this day forward, praise God. And God intervened, and God delivered them in a situation that was impossible. Oh, praise the Lord. Here we find Jehoshaphat, different circumstances, but similar situation. What to do? What to do? Praise God. And his first priority was go to the Lord. Deuteronomy, he writes, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thine heart and with all thy soul, seek the Lord and his strength. In 1 Chronicles, seek his face continually. The psalmist says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. where there no water is. Praise God. Don't you feel like that sometimes, Lord? Lord, there's my soul is searching for you in a dry and thirsty land. Lord, we need a breakthrough. We need a movement of the Holy Ghost, oh God, in this church. We need the Holy Spirit to have his way. And I pray, and I know you're praying too, Lord. Oh, we're dry and thirsty, Lord. Send the rain from heaven, oh God. Give us a breakthrough, oh Lord. This small church, what could we possibly do? Oh, I don't know, but with God's power, with God's help, we can make a difference. God can use us for his glory, praise God. I think of the many names of family members that have left us. They're going somewhere or going nowhere. They're not hearing the true word of God. And here we are. And so much the more as we see the day approaching. There is a day approaching, my brother and sister. God is going to hold us all accountable for what we did. And I say, Lord, in these days, oh God, we're thirsty and dry. We need a movement of the Holy Ghost. We need a stirring of the Spirit of God that he would touch hearts, change lives. Praise God. Oh, brother and sister, I can't be satisfied with where we are. I say, Lord, oh God, help us. Lord, we have children, we have grandchildren, we have family members out there, oh God, that are flailing in the wind. And Jesus is calling. I feel it more today than ever before. The Holy Spirit is reaching out. The Holy Spirit is calling. The signs of the time that are beginning to show, the things that are going on around us are causing men to question and women to question and say, what meaneth this? Are we living in the last times? People are asking questions. Atheists, unbelievers are asking, what are these signs? What is going on today? Oh, it's God's move, God's call. Amen. Trying to touch the hearts and change the lives and bring people to the foot of the cross. Oh, praise God. And you know why? It's because of love, as the sister testified so eloquently. It's because of love, praise God. He loves us. He loves his creation. He loves the sinner. He loves us, my brother and sister. Aren't you glad for God's love this morning? The only reason we're here is because of the love of God. You and I brought nothing to the table. Our righteousness is a filthy rag, the word says. But it's God's love. Oh, praise God. He demonstrated it when he sacrificed his son on the cross. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, help us. Jeremiah writes, then ye shall call upon me. You shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. You know, when we search for God with all our hearts, where there's a sincere, all-out effort, Lord, I want to find you. Lord, I want the truth. I want to understand, Lord, what it is. I want to know this relationship, like Paul says, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection. There was a continual seeking of the presence of God. I count the knowledge of Jesus Christ the most important thing in the world, he says. Everything else is worthless. But the knowledge of Jesus Christ, praise God, to know him personally, not to know about him, not to know the name, not to know the writings, but to know him, praise God, as a personal Savior, to feel his touch, to feel his hand. I don't know what people do today without Jesus Christ. You're living a life that's just shallow. I'm not being critical. I'm just telling you, there's so much in Christ Jesus. There's so much contentment and peace and joy and love and hope in Christ. What would you do without it? The things of this world pale in comparison. They fade away. There's nothing. Oh, well, I have all this money. I don't have to worry about my finances. I can buy anything I want. I can do anything I want. But you're empty inside if you don't have Jesus. Praise God. What do you have? Material things, that's like the wood, hay, stubble that burns up when the test of fire comes. Oh, praise the Lord. But it's the relationship with Jesus Christ. It's knowing him as a personal savior. Brother Ron, you really think we need to? Yes, we do. We need, this is what God wants. It started out in the Garden of Eden when he walked and talked with Adam and Eve. He wanted that relationship. And because of sin, it brought separation. But God sent his son in due time, praise God, to redeem mankind, that you and I could be called the sons of God. The blood paid the price of your sin and my sin, praise God. And we're here this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I can find another church where everything is good and I don't feel convicted and I don't feel condemned and everything, and they do anything and there's no restrictions. Well, find that church. But if you want to find Christ, if you want to find Jesus, if you want to find true salvation, if you want to find that true joy and happiness, you got to seek after him, praise God. It's not the name on the church. We're not the perfect church. We have our problems too, like every other church, but praise God, we love the Lord, and the word of the truth is being preached, Lord, in its purity, praise God. It's not popular. It doesn't appeal to a lot of people. It's too strong at times, but oh, it's the word, praise God, and it's the word that saves the soul. It's a word that brings freedom. Brother Steve had a message a few weeks ago, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Praise God. The truth is in Christ Jesus. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Lord, help us. And then when he got done praying, the Spirit came on Jehaziel. It's the only time Jehaziel is mentioned in the word, but the Spirit of God came upon him and he prophesied and he said, 15th verse, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. And now King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Oh, I love that this morning. I got to remind myself that from time to time, the battle is not yours, it's God's. Along the way, many times people have said, offered me suggestions. Brother Ron, why don't you do this or why don't you do that? Or whisper in my ear, don't you think you ought to do this? Don't you think you ought to do that? And I say, I'm waiting for confirmation from the Holy Spirit. I'm waiting for God. I'm not sure what to do, but I don't want to make a mistake. I'm going to follow him. He is faithful, praise God. And I got to remind myself, the battle is not yours, Ron. It's God's. Yeah. The church is not yours. It's God's. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, aren't you glad? He will fight for us. He will fight for us. The one who died on the cross, the one who shed his blood for the church, he will fight for us, my brother and sister. Oh, glory to his name. Praise God. 16th verse, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Oh, Mahaya Handa Halahaya. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, would you speak to us this morning? Would you speak into our hearts that faith and that truth, oh God, that you will make a way where there is no way. Praise God. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go ye up against them, for the Lord will be with you. I love that. I love that, what Jesus said. The Lord will be with you, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you're with us. Oh, when I have no strength, when I have no power, God's hand, the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the paraclete, one called alongside to help, holds me up, praise God, on weak knees, and said, keep walking forward. I got you. I got this problem. Praise God. The mountain is going. The mountain is going to be removed. Hallelujah. The mountain is going to be removed, and God will break through. Praise God. Because he is God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us this morning. And I like the last part of this. Go to the 21st verse. And when he had consulted with his people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Think about that for a moment. You're facing a great army. And you're appointed one of the praisers, one of the singers. And you're out front. You're out front. You're in the forefront of the battle. And your only protection is the word. God's declaration, I will be with you. You need not fight in this battle. I got this. Do you not think it took faith for them to stand in the front and begin to praise the Lord and sing in spite of that great army? Oh, yes, praise God, it did. Lord, give us that faith in the sight of the great mountain, in the sight of the great army, in spite of the great conflict. Lord, we praise you. We thank you in advance for what you're doing, for what you're going to do, for what we're going to see, oh God, for your mercy, for your grace. Oh, praise the Lord. You see, it is a spiritual battle. Here was a physical confrontation, but God destroyed, you read the rest of it, the enemy destroyed himself. God made it, they didn't have to lift a sword, a spear, nothing. The enemy destroyed himself. Oh, hallelujah. Who gets all the glory? God, amen. And he wants all the glory in our lives. Praise God. Well, my situation is not good. My life is down the tubes. I'm not doing much. Things are a mess. I've had a lot of reverse, made a lot of mistakes, a lot of bad decisions. Well, it's not too late. Brother, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. It's not too late. You can win. You can be victorious. Praise God. Because God will fight for you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Oh, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad this morning? The one who intercedes at the right hand of the Father. He loves you and I. He's interceding for you and me right now, this morning, right here, as we're in this congregation, as we're hearing the word. He's interceding for you and I. He knows what you need. He knows what I need. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. He says, in Corinthians, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. They didn't fight physically with Jehoshaphat, but their fight was that of praising the Lord, of standing in faith and believing the promise of God, believing the word of God that he declared, I will fight for you. They were fighting the faith. Their faith was their battle right there. How do we fight our battles? Not with carnal weapons. No, not with the carnal things of man's weapons, but with spiritual things. The spiritual things, prayer, the truth of the word, faith, hope, love, praise God, righteous living, proclaiming the gospel. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, persevering in prayer, the word of God that is precious, Lord, embedded in our souls, oh God. Help us this morning. Praise the Lord. Are you facing a battle right now? I believe every one of us is facing a battle. You see, some realize it and some don't. The enemy is warring against your soul. In some cases, it's outright confrontation. Circumstances of life, whether it's an illness, a problem in the family, or your own personal issue. And with some, it's an apathy. It's an apathy. There's time. We're just there. There's no hunger and thirst after righteousness. There's no pressing for the kingdom. Like Paul said, I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing for the kingdom. There's no pressing. Oh God, give us to press for the kingdom. Take away the apathy, Lord. Put a hunger and a thirst within us, oh God, that we're not satisfied until you answer, until you glorify your name, until you have your way in our hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. Whatever it is. And some battles are short and some are long, but there is a battle. And the bigger your family gets, the more the battles. Amen? Amen. It's not only the children, and then it's become their spouses, and then their children, to your grandchildren. And if you live long enough, their spouses. And you're fighting continue. Lord, bring them in. Bring them into the kingdom. Lord, open their eyes. Lord, let them not go astray. Lord, let not the enemy get a hold of them. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us. But we have this promise. The battle is not yours. It's mine. Lord, help us this morning. I'm going to close right here. The battle is not yours. It's mine. Isaiah writes, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Jesus said in John, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Aren't you glad for that this morning? Oh, Lord, help us. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation. Thank you, Lord, for what we understand. Thank you, Lord, for your preserving power up in this very hour. But Lord, let us not be satisfied with where we are. I want to see these pews filled. I want to see our loved ones come back and kneel at the foot of the cross and be crying out to God, oh Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, help me. Lord, use me for the kingdom. Praise God. That's what I want to see. Lord, reach to my family, reach to my grandchildren. Oh, Lord, reach to the son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws and each and every one. Oh, God, reach to our families. The battle almost seems so large, so big. How can God reign them all in? How can God do this? How can he do it? Because he's God. He's Yahweh Elohim. Amen. Praise God. The self-existent one of strength and power. Amen. The one who speaks a word and it comes to pass. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name this morning. Don't you love him this morning? Lord, would you encourage us here this morning as we take leave one of another. Let your word, Lord, stir our souls. And we may see your glory. Oh, praise God. Lord, you start to bring them back one at a time. You start to raise up more ministries, that you raise up, Lord, those on fire for you. Praise God. That the glory of the Lord will shine. Oh, praise God. I want not notoriety for the church. Don't take this in the wrong way, but I want our families to say, what's going on at the church? There's a stirring. There's something happening. People are getting baptized. They're feeling the power of God. I hear about it. I want to go back, but I feel embarrassed. Lord, help me to go back. I want the Lord to stir the hearts. Make us that Holy Ghost church that we read in the book of Acts. That all the glory and all the honor return unto him. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?